There's been evacuations in the Goldfields town of Laverton after heavy rains up that area. Trevor Tasker's from FISA in the Goldfields. He's the district manager there and he joins us on afternoons at 10 past two. Hi, Trevor.
Yeah, how you going, Gillian?
I'm good. So what's been happening up there? They've had an awful lot of rain.
Yeah, well, from about 9 o'clock last night, the rain started up there and dumped about 100 mil on them up until about 8 o'clock this morning, and since then they've had a further 36 mil, which has made conditions up there pretty inaccessible. So there's a fair bit going on.
And quite unseasonable for this time of the year?
Yeah, it is. Normally this time of the year we're chasing around bushfires up there, but we know how the weather patterns have been going right across Australia this year, so nothing is surprising.
Now, there's been some evacuations. What can you tell us about that?
Well, on the eastern side of Laverton there is Crescent Mining have got a mining camp there full of mining personnel, and that roughly between 100 and 200, I suppose. It's pretty hard to get an accurate number. Had to be evacuated to the community hall to higher ground because that was becoming inundated with floodwater. And the issue we've got is with the rain continuing, how far up it's going to come. So we've emptied out that camp, and with a bit of luck, we'll be moving a few people out of Laverton this afternoon if we can.
So where are they? Where have they been evacuated to, Trevor?
Well, they're in the community hall.
Yes. And how are they holding up?
They're good. They're good. It's like anything. It's a bit of a novelty for the first 24 hours until people start to get worn down a bit. And then things can change pretty quick.
And how are the weather patterns looking?
Terrible. The next 12 to 24 hours, there's ranging in forecast anywhere between 75 to another 150 mil of rain in the region. And, of course, regions out there like it's on the edge of the desert, I suppose, and the lay of the land, there's no such thing out there as rivers, but there's lots of creeks and the water can run down from hundreds of kilometres away. And a lot of that water last night might not have been dropped on the town, but it's been dropped in the vicinity of the town. It eventually finds its way down there and can flood for quite a considerable amount of time.
And is the airport still open, Trevor?
The airport is one of the areas on high ground, and it's a all-weather bitumised strip. But the problem is the airport is isolated from the town site. And as we speak, Crescent Mining have got one of their big dump trucks, and they're just experimenting whether they can get across a couple of these floodways, which are most probably about a kilometre wide, to get to the airport. And if they can, they can maybe able to get some people out there in the back of the truck to get them out of Laverton tonight.
And what are you telling people who are still in their homes? They need to be making early decisions.
Is exactly right. Is that they're aware. People that live in them areas should be pretty well aware of how quick the water can come. And looking at the weather conditions now, if you're vulnerable now and you're on a bit of a low lying area or the water's not too far from you, make an early decision to pack up your goods and get to higher ground, because when it starts to rise, it takes no prisoners, and it may not be long before you're inundated.
And I understand there's helicopters being brought in. Why is that?
Well, FISA have brought in a helicopter. They're bringing in the big Type 1 helicopter that can carry about 17 people. A lot of that is for resupply, thinking that around the Laverton area there is Aboriginal communities that, and unfortunately today is their resupply day by road, and they normally get about 2 weeks' worth of supplies. So the next couple of days they'll be needing supplies. So all this forward planning on is keep them fed, and if we need to evacuate people out of Laverton, the oval is right at the back of the community hall, and we'd be able to pick them up and drop them over in Leonora.
Trevor Tasker is our guest on Afternoons. He's the district manager of FISA in the Goldfields, and Laverton in that area has been inundated with floodwaters, so they're having a few problems up there. It's a bit unexpected, Trevor. Have you got enough FISA workers on the ground to deal with it?
Yeah, we've got one manager up in Leonora waiting to be airlifted over to Laverton. We've got five more that will be coming on the Type 1 helicopter when it lands, and he'll drop into Kalgoorlie and pick up people from DCP and police officers as well to drop them up there just to aid in the recovery.